Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Leo Burke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Toth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Toth. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou bunts towards the mound. Toth fields it and throws to first for the out. Hiller moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Boros moves to third. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boros scoops it up and throws to first, with Toth covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-0 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Brock trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Cepeda moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boros scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 1 in the game. Odell hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hiller bunts in front of the plate. Schaefer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hiller. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Hiller steals second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0 for 1 in the game. Toth strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Brock moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to third. Williams moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke misplays the ball. That's an error on Burke. Cepeda moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-2 in the game. Odell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0-for-2 in the game. Toth strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Brock steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cepeda for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Santo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-3 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schaefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Billy Odell. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davenport. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Davenport steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ernie Bowman now playing shortstop. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burton bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Burton moves to second. Two outs. Don Larson now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo is walked intentionally. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Steve Boros. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Hubbs now playing second base. Leo Burke now playing first base. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 4 in the game. Burke strikes out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.